Much to the relief of parents and kids, summer camps are back in business. Last year was just dismal for would-be campers who were shut out by the pandemic. But this year, this summer, break out the mosquito repellent. Tom Rosenberg is president and CEO of the American Camp Association. Tom, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Excited to be with you.
And we're glad to have you, and we are a little ways into the camp season now, depending on where you live in the country. So how would you say things are going so far? What's the outlook?
Things are shaping up quite nicely, Peter. It's an exciting summer. After a disrupted summer last year and a disrupted school year, kids are going to be able to be outside and having fun with their friends. We're giving them a chance to regain some of that lost humanity.
Yeah, well, I think when you use the term disrupted, it's a little bit of an understatement, right? I mean, how do you hope this summer stacks up to, I'll say, the horror that was 2020 for your industry and for others?
The past 16 months have been very difficult for all of us, but most of all for our kids, where they've experienced not just academic learning loss, but social and emotional disconnection, social and emotional learning loss. This summer, everyone is trying to get involved in some kind of camp or summer learning program.
Right. People would be, kids and parents, probably very eager to get out of the house, to have something to do. How many camps are open this summer, especially if you were to compare it to what it was like last year?
Pre-COVID, we were serving about 26 million school-aged children with about 1.2 million seasonal counseling staff. And last summer, you know, only 18% of overnight camps operated and only 60% of day camps operated. This summer, the vast majority of camps serving typical kids will be open and operating, although not at scale because capacity is a bit reduced in order to operate safely in COVID.
Yeah. So that is really great news. But I bet parents and campers probably still have a lot of questions and maybe some concerns about safety or COVID protocols. I mean, some kids are going to be away from home for the first time in a very long time after a very troubling year or so. Are camps seeing more anxiety amongst families than usual? How are you coping with that?
Absolutely. Even last summer, we were seeing campers out of shape, wired pretty tight emotionally, maybe even more homesick than normal. And so camps really adjusted their schedules to allow more time for kids to be together and talk, time for stretching, exercising, kind of getting back into their bodies, if you will. Parents really need to understand how camp fits the needs of their individual kids. This summer, especially in addition to that, they want to dial in on what are the COVID protocols that are being employed by the camp. Most of the kids who are going to camp are not 12 and older, right? And so they are, you know, still unvaccinated.
Yeah. So how are you handling that?
Last summer, we were able to convene a great deal of research around the operational strategies that were employed in camps across the country. And what we found was that science and research really demonstrates that camps that have implemented this strict layered mitigation strategies like masking, cohorting, physical distancing, and like maintaining adapted facilities, they were successful in operating. We did a research study at the end of last summer where out of 90,000 participants in the study, only 102 had a confirmed COVID case, basically 0.1% of camp participants. This summer so far, I think I've seen one media report of a small outbreak during a staff training at a camp, but on the whole, so far, it's feeling pretty positive.
Did you just knock on something there?
I did. It was metal, though.
Well, we hope it works. Kids 12 and older can get vaccinated with the Pfizer shot. Is that something that camps are considering requiring?
A lot of camps are encouraging parents and campers to speak with their pediatricians about becoming fully vaccinated. They're also encouraging their staff members to become fully vaccinated. We also have much more widely available testing. Particularly overnight camps are employing, you know, a pre-camp test and a test when you arrive at camp, plus several tests after you arrive at camp, to really create a really solid bubble of hopefully a very healthy community. And if there is a camper or staff person in a cohort who is symptomatic, typically that whole cohort will be quarantined. But in this case, if they are a fully vaccinated individual, they'll be able to continue camp.
I heard you mention the staff there. Now, we've been hearing over and over and over again that workers across the economy, tough to come by these days. What are you seeing, especially with your seasonal workers who have traditionally come from overseas?
We're really seeing a tremendous impact on the capacity of the field of camp to be able to serve every interested young person because of the seasonal employment shortage. And you mentioned cultural exchange visitors. You know, each summer, gosh, since 1961, there have been as many as 31,000 cultural exchange visitors coming from all sorts of different countries. This year, due to the executive proclamation that President Trump enacted in his term, which did not expire until March, there has been a tremendously difficult process to get those international cultural exchange visitors over to the United States. So this has exacerbated the seasonal employment shortage that we've been in, affected by already here in the U.S.
Tom Rosenberg is president and CEO of the American Camp Association. We wish you the best of luck this summer. The kids need it. The parents need it. Your staff need it. So thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Peter. It's a great pleasure to talk to you.